In between ball games here this afternoon, Hastings College and Northwestern. The Red Raiders winning the first ball game by a score of 80-54 over Hastings. Got some other scores in. Nebraska Wesleyan has lost to Mount Marty today by a score of 61-55 in women's play. Morningside, rather Mount Marty beating a Nebraska Wesleyan today 61-55. Morningside had a big lead over Midland at halftime, 68-17, still waiting for a final score to pop up on that ball game. So most of the teams still finishing up their ball games across the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll come back. More Bronco basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And good afternoon. We're going up. Okay, this will be Lance. Coming back in three.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Yes.
And welcome back to the Boltman Center in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon, getting set for the men's game here this afternoon between Hastings College and 12th-ranked Northwestern, as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Lance Creech. And, Coach, we had a week off, did not play the midweek game, and you guys are now focused on this one, had a week to get ready.
Well, it's a tough deal when you're coming off a loss like that, you know, a home loss, first one of the second semester for us. And I thought our kids had been doing a pretty good job up to that point. And you know, against Briarcliff, we just looked lackadaisical. You know, just didn't have a very good concerted effort in the first 20 minutes of the game. Actually responded pretty well after halftime, you know, and played much better basketball. But you can't, and that's kind of been our MO here the last few games, and we were fortunate enough to get away with it against a Concordia and a Dome. But when you're facing a good team like Briarcliff, you know, a top 15 team in the country, you're just not going to be able to get away with that and have any success rate. So we've got, you know, some things we've got some things figured out here and kind of at least a better understanding of the effort and the attitude that we're going to have to carry in each and every game from here on out if we plan to stay where we're at and be in the hunt for the conference tournament.
Broncos losing last Saturday to Briarcliff, 74-58. That was our second lowest point total of the season in that ball game. Just things didn't click offensively for us.
Well, it didn't. And, they were one of the few teams in the conference that can really challenge every shot that Tobin has at the rim. And I thought they did a really good job defensively. And if anybody's paying attention to scores, they held Northwestern to a very low point total on Wednesday night and got a 22 or 23-point win on Wednesday. So Briarcliff's really got it clicking, and they're really a defensive-minded team. And I tell you, they're very well coached, and they were well prepared, and they just flat out played us.
But you've had a week to get ready for this game. Where was the focus at this week?
Well, just we're going to have to do some restructuring first and foremost. We're going to have to sit a couple guys, just a coach's decision on sitting a few players here. So we kind of had to restructure and retune our game plan entirely just because of the productivity that we're going to be missing out of our lineup for this game. In this game only, but just trying to get some new faces into the mix and trying to get some mesh and just trying to get things kind of back on course.
And talking about the guys we're going to miss, three of them, and it's like 65% of our offense is going to be sitting on the bench today.
Yeah, Brady Lohman and Tobin Reinwald and Dylan Flynn will sit this game, just a coach's decision at this point. It's, you know, obviously you want to go into a game like Northwestern with both barrels loaded, but we're going to be a little bit short as far as production is concerned. So it's just going to take a much more concentrated focus, I guess you would say, to get through this one and have any kind of a success rate. We're going to have to play really good basketball, and we're going to have ask some people to really step up.
You've got some guys that are going to step into the starter's role here this afternoon, guys that have played a lot of minutes as of late. So we're just going to have somebody step up in this ball game today.
Oh, we're just going to have to be very smart. You know, I mean, we're going to lean heavily on Nate Olson, our senior leader, and have him really make sure that we're running things right, we're getting into things, and we're playing very intelligent basketball. We're going to have to mix our coverages defensively and try and just kind of do some things a little bit, quite honestly, with some smoke and mirrors, and hope that we can make some perimeter shots and expose some things on the perimeter with Northwestern. But coming off a loss the way that they did on Wednesday night at Briarcliff, we're kind of heading into a storm, I think, you know, would be my guess. And we're going to have to really weather the storm early on and just be tough, you know, and the things that we've tried to focus and the film that we've watched this week, just the teams that we've played have been effort plays and been hustle plays. And, you know, some of the teams that we've beat, some of the things that we've gotten done have been against good teams. So we just tried to really concert and really focus on those areas to let the kids know that we do have the capability to be a good basketball team, regardless of who's on the floor.
Kind of an unfortunate situation because we're really in a tight spot right now, tied for sixth place in the conference with seven regular season games left. I wouldn't call it a must-win situation for you, Coach, but we've got some tough games coming up.
Oh, we do. You know, we're in a tough stretch of the season regardless of who we would have on the floor. But, you know, this was just a measure that as a coach you feel you have to take for the betterment of your program, and nobody's above the program. And you know, I tell the kids all the time, it's your team, and I'll allow you to make some team decisions, but it's my program, and I've got to do what's best for the future of this basketball program.
Northwestern is a team that beat Hastings earlier this year. In fact, back in December, beat us by the score of 87-79. They got so many things to talk about. Number one, they are very good offensively.
They're tremendous offensively, you know, and I think they're really going to get the ball snapping around the floor, and when they're at their best is when they're in transition. And they're just playing, you know, kind of at a free wheel pace. And our biggest thing is, first and foremost, we've just got to get back. And I told our guys all week here, we don't even have to get a guard on a guard right now. We've just got to get back, and we've got to build a wall at the arc. We've got to make sure that we don't have penetrating passes or dribble going through the arc uncontested at the rim. We've got to really play long. We've got to play wide, and we've just got to play on our toes the entire time. If we get punched in the nose and we come out on our heels with our hands flat and give them easy passing lanes, that makes it very, very tough, not only against Northwestern, but against anybody.
You said the other night they scored just 60 points in the ball game against Briarcliff. That was their lowest point total since the 2004-2005 season. So you like to play a team that is struggling like that, or you're kind of fearful what they might come out with this weekend?
Well, I think fearful is what I would say I am right now, but you're always concerned because Northwestern just has the potential, quite honestly, to be a top five basketball team. They've been peaked and valleyed a little bit this year, and you know, watching the film, obviously you've got to give a lot of credit to Briarcliff in the way that they played and the way that they defended, and you know, sometimes you just have games where you miss baskets. You know, you can play really well, your scheme can be the best in the world, and if you don't score the basketball, any coach can look like a knucklehead, and I think that's a little bit what happened on Wednesday night at Briarcliff. But I think a little bit, too, anytime kids don't do that, there's doubt, you know, and anytime there's doubt creeping into any player's head, especially a shooter, that's never a good thing for them. So, you know, hopefully there's a whole lot of doubt creeping in up there, and we'll see what we've got going.
Up and down, statistically, one thing that pops up, a very good rebounding team as well.
One of the top, you know, 10 rebounding teams in the entire country right now, and they've always done that very well. And you know, when you rebound, you can run, and it's our goal is to make some baskets, and hopefully they can't run on made hoops as well as they run on missed hoops. But, you know, they're going to switch everything defensively 1 through 5, and they're going to be able to rebound and run, and it's going to be a really important factor for us to have any success today, that we're going to have to stop them in transition. We're going to start doing that. We're going to have to rebound the basketball.
You look up and down their scoring lineup here. It's like plugging a dam. They've got guys all over the place that can put points on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I think they're right at five, maybe even six kids scoring double figures. I think they've got five in double figures and one right at nine and a half points a game. So, you know, the kid that's their lowest starter as far as the scoring average was their leading scorer against us, and that's the Kramer kid. You know, so they've got kids up and down the line that can really put it in the basket, and, you know, it makes it very difficult when you're facing a team like that. So I think just the physical output and the concentrated focus for 40 minutes is what we're going to be focused on today.
Any one or two guys that will absolutely have to shut down today?
Well, I think the Goslinger kid, just because he's an interior player and he can rebound it and score it. And I think, you know, we're going to have to make sure and understand that you're not going to shut a guy like him out. You might have to give a little help from here and there and just make it as difficult for him as we can to get it out of the post. But hopefully it's our, you know, the mixing of defenses that we're going to be able to do will hopefully get us a little bit of an opportunity to at least make them make two or three extra passes per possession. Because the more passes that are made, the more opportunity there are for a deflection or even a steal. So if we can get the ball going from side to side, east to west, rather than north or south, I like our chances.
Like you said, they are very good in transition. So that means do we want to get up and run down, up and down the floor with these guys today? Or we might be the team today to maybe try to slow things down.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we're going to just have to be smart with our possessions. And we're going to have to, you know, if we've got to run out or we've got an easy opportunity, we've got to take advantage of that too. But, you know, if we can, you know, let Nate control the tempo a little bit, call some sets, make sure that we're at least getting a good look at the rim every time, every possession, that's how we're going to be able to be successful today.
As good as they are on offense, so statistically, they're not very good on the defensive side of the ball. I think they're dead last as far as allowing points. Is that just the style of game they play?
That's a little bit of both. You know, I mean, I think their interest level in defense is typically not nearly as good as it is running around and shooting the basketball. But that's kids in general. You know, I don't enjoy coaching defense anymore as much as I do coaching offense, because I've seen the positive things that can come from really good offensive teams. You know, so part of it is the number of possessions that you're going to have against a team like Northwestern. You're going to be able to score a little bit more or have that many more opportunities to shoot it in. But you know, on the second end, I think, you know, what you touched on, I don't think they're a team that is historically going to want to just get down in a stance and slap the floor and guard you for 40 minutes in particular.
I think historically we've had some good ball games in Orange City. We've had some pretty good outings up here.
Yeah, we have. You know, we've always competed well. It's a good environment to play. I think your kids get excited to play up there. I mean, they love their basketball in that area, obviously, because you've got two of the best teams in the country 12 miles apart in Dort and Northwestern. So it's a very unique situation when you travel anywhere north of Sioux City. It's a very good area, very good basketball, good fans, and they create a good environment for you to play.
Like we said, we got seven regular season games to go to scratch our way to the conference tournament. Still feel good?
I do. I do. I mean, I really do. I think, you know, the adversity that we've kind of gone through here this week and you know, is hopefully going to make us a better team. And just depends on how kids respond. You know, your job never ends as a coach. You're trying to get kids to understand and mold into the ideas and the thoughts that you think are best for them, not only as players, but as people. And more times than not, you know, when you make a living coaching 18 to 22 year old kids, it's not an easy day every day. We've got good kids. We've got good students. I think we've got good players, but it's just time for a learning lesson. And I think if we can learn from this and grow as a team and become a better unit, then maybe it's something that was the best for the program.
Okay. Good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Stoney Lennox and a play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Northwestern today. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. A tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here with Bronco basketball at 1230 KHIS. Hastings College getting set to take on Northwestern in the men's game here this afternoon. The Red Raiders ranked number 12 in the country. They're 16-5 in the season, 9-4 in the conference. Hastings had 11-12 and 5-8. Here at the pregame show, the Broncos going to play under man here this afternoon. Three out of the top four scorers for the Broncos will not play today. Brandon Woolman, Tobin Reinwald, and Dylan Flynn. They're going to be serving a one-game suspension because of some disciplinary reasons on the ball club. So those three guys will not play today. They are here dressed in street clothes. And what that means for Hastings is big. Woolman, Flynn, and Reinwald, they account for 51% of the scoring for the season. They're also accounting for 40% of all the rebounding. And Hastings playing one of the top teams in the country here this afternoon in Northwestern. Starting lineups brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings go with Nate Olson today, a 6 foot senior out of Norfolk. Also getting his start will be Drew Danielson, a 6 foot 2 inch sophomore out of York, Nebraska. Brent Wells, a 6'4" sophomore out of Elba. Charles Ferguson, a 6'4" junior from Kimball, Nebraska. And Jake Marvin, a 6'8" junior out of Lincoln. The starting lineups for Northwestern, you're going to get John Kramer, a 6 foot senior from Wappleton, North Dakota. Ben Miller, a 6'6" junior from Volga, South Dakota. Zach Leeper, a 6'4" sophomore from Adair, Iowa. Also Daniel Van Kolsbeek, who's a 6'5" junior from Sheldon, Iowa. And Stuart Goslinga, a 6'7" junior from Alton, Iowa. So a big task here for Hastings this afternoon. Northwestern, a team that is second in the conference in scoring, 81.7. They give up 76.4 on the defensive end. That is last in the conference. Hastings averaging 72 points per ball game on offense, 74 on defense. The ball is in the air, and Hastings controls the opening tip. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left here this afternoon. Hastings in their gray uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Northwestern dressed in their white, trimmed and lettered in the red and the black. Marvin has got the ball outside to Nate for three. Shot good. Nate Olson throws up the three ball from the right side around in front of the Northwestern bench. Hastings has the lead by a score of 3-0. Northwestern very good on offense, and now we got a personal foul called here. It's going to be a Northwestern foul. As Hastings comes into the offensive zone for the first time, a personal is going to be whistled on Zach Leeper inside. That's going to be number one on him, first team foul on the Red Raiders. So the men's game is underway. The Hastings women lost today to Northwestern by the score of 80-54. Broncos have a 3-0 lead. Hastings with the ball. This is going to be Drew Danielson with it now. Goes over to Olson. Moves it down in the corner to Wells. He drives toward the goal. Scoop shot is up there and in. Brent Wells scores for Hastings. And the Broncos are out on top by a score of 5-0 here in the ball game. Ryan Stock with the ball now for Northwestern. They're working around to John Kramer. Free throw line extended left side. Back around to the wing, and the left side, Ben Miller has got it. Feeds it inside to Goslinger. His shot is up and in. Stu Goslinger scores there. Northwestern beat Hastings earlier this year, 87-79, in the ball game played back in December back at the Osborne Sports Complex. 5-2 is the score here. The Broncos have the lead. Hastings with the ball. Down the left side of the lane is going to be Wells. He stomps in the baseline, gets it away now to Nate Olson. Olson, bounce pass goes back down in the baseline. Backing up is going to be Wells. He puts up a scoop shot in the lane. It's going to be around the rim and down. Brett Wells scoring there for Hastings. He's got 4 points. Hastings with a lead now by a score of 7-2. Northwestern coming back quickly with the ball. John Kramer gets it over here on the right baseline to Leeper. Spins on that baseline. Tries to go up for the shot. No, a traveling violation. Traveling violation is called on Zach Leeper. The first turnover on Northwestern here in the ball game. Northwestern averages 15 turnovers per ball game. They force 11 on the other end. Hastings with an early 7-2 lead over Northwestern here this afternoon. Nate Olson has got the ball on the right sideline, cuts it back to the top of the key, moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Dane Bacon with the ball, not a Wells out here, just the left of the circle. Takes it back to Olson, right in front of the Northwestern bench. Bombs it inside to Marvin. He spins toward the baseline, goes for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down by Goslinger. Stewart grabs the ball now for a Northwestern. Down the right sideline, John Kramer gets it over here to a Zach Leeper. They send it back to the left side. Ben Miller has got it. They pass the ball around the three-point arc now to Kramer. Bombs it inside, down on the baseline, backing up is Miller. Loses control, it rolls out here, picked up by Leeper. Leeper now to Stock down underneath. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Miller. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Northwestern ball. Hastings out on top early. 7-2 is the score. 17-42 to play here in the first half from Orange City. Northwestern plays it into Ben Miller out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Olsen. There's a long-range jumper by Leeper. Good. Zach Leeper throws up the tray. Northwestern seventh in the conference in three-point shooting at 35%, but they nailed their first three. 5%, but they nailed their first three right here. 7-5 is the score now. Hastings is out on top by two. Broncos have the ball. With it for the Broncos will be Nate Olsen. Comes across the top now as they work against this man-to-man defense of Northwestern. Olsen has got it. Sends it over to Dane Bacon to the far sideline. Now to Jude Danielson. Danielson out to a Nate Olsen as Nate will do most of the quarterbacking chores here. There's a shot from the elbow from the left side. He banks one home. Nate Olsen has got 5 points in the ball game. Olsen, the senior starter there for the Broncos. It's a 9-5 score now. Hastings out on top. Broncos will be in a man-to-man defense here. Stuart Gonslinger away from the basket out here on the wing on the left side to Ben Miller. There's a long-range jumper put up by Ryan Stock. No good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Brent Wells has got it for Hastings down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Drives it down the right side of the lane. And now we got a foul called. Wells going for the hole there, and he's fouling the play. The personal is going to be whistled on Ryan Stock, and that's going to be his first. Team foul number two on Northwestern. 16:41 to play here in the ball game in the first half. 9-5 to score. Hastings out on top. The Broncos will play things in. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket, Olsen will trigger things in for the Broncos. Hastings sitting at 11-12 in the season, 5-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, currently tied for sixth place in the conference. There's Dane Bacon off the baseline. His shot is up and in, or rather Charles Ferguson. Ferguson gets the jumper there. It's now an 11-5 ball game. Hastings with the early advantage in this one. Here's a Northwestern. They pound the ball inside. Turnaround jumper is up and in. Walker Syme scoring. He's been injured most of the season, but Walker Syme gets himself back into the lineup here this afternoon against Hastings. There's a pass out on top to Marvin. Drives it down the lane. Throws it down on the baseline. Here's a shot by Wells. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Marvin. Gets it out to Drew Danielson. He cranks up the three ball. A shot good. Drew Danielson hits a three ball from the top of the key. Hastings with a 14-7 advantage now. We have played 4 minutes here in the men's contest from the Boltman Center in Orange City. They pound the ball inside. There's a shot taken. It's no good by Van Colesby. Rebound comes down to Wells. He falls down with it, but he gets it into the hands now of Ferguson. Into the forecourt. Charles Ferguson with the ball down to Nate Olsen. Hastings with an early lead, 14-7, despite playing with three of their top four scorers in this ball game here this afternoon. Nate Olsen dribbling with the ball on the right sideline. They reverse the ball. They get it to a Jake Marvin, now to Danielson. Out here between the rings, that's going to be Olsen with the ball. Northwestern in the man-to-man, 9 seconds left on the shot clock. Wells has got the ball, spins to the free throw line. Double dribble violation. Double dribble violation on Hastings, the first turnover on the Broncos. Now the bench is going to be somewhat limited here today. We're going to have Zach Lena coming into the ballgame now for the Broncos. And also coming in will be Dane Bacon again. So Zach Lena into the ballgame for Hastings, a 6'4" freshman out of Omaha. And also we're going to see Dane Bacon, a 6'2" junior out of Kearney. 14-7, Hastings with an early 7-point lead here over the 12th ranked team in the country in Northwestern. Wob pass inside, grabbing the ball there. They're too far underneath the basket, and he's out of bounds. Grabbing the ball there was Daniel Van Colesbeek for Northwestern. They try the alley-oop on the back door there, and he came down with the ball out of bounds. So the second turnover in Northwestern here in the ball game. Hastings comes back with the ball. 15 minutes to play. Here in the first half, the Broncos have a 7-point lead, 14-7. Wells, bounce pass goes inside to Marvin, down to the top of the key. That's Bacon with the ball. Bacon out to Nate Olsen, around the screen, moves it inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass goes inside Marvin, double team. Back out to Olsen, swings it left side to Bacon for three. Shot is up there, it's no good. Rebound Van Colesbeek for Northwestern. Gets it in the hands now to Wurtzma. Here come the Red Raiders, quickly back the other way. Ben Miller has got the ball. Back outside the ring, Van Colesbeek hands it away. There's Walker Syme for three. Shot is up there, no good. Got him for the rebound, brought down there by Ben Miller. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Hastings. Brent Wells has got it now for Hastings into the forecourt. 14.5 to play here in the first half. 14-7 Hastings. Wells bounce passes Zach Lena down to the baseline. Zach backs up, cut off, comes out here in the three-point territory to Bacon, down to Ferguson. Ferguson boots to the near sideline to a Nate Olsen. Sends the ball back out on top to Zach Lena. Over on the wing on the right side is Bacon trying to penetrate inside. Loses control of the dribble. Picks it up out here in three-point territory. 9 seconds left on the shot clock. Wells goes to Bacon out of the corner on the left side. Olsen for three. Shot does not draw iron, and the rebound comes down to Northwestern. Red Raiders runner back the other way. Walker Syme has got the ball. Syme out to Wurtzma behind the screen. Moves it to the right sideline. They get to Van Colesbeek, and some contact made and a foul called. So a foul here will go on Hastings at the 13:48 mark. It's going to go on Zach Lena. For Lena, that's going to be his first personal foul, the first team foul on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Northwestern playing things in. The Walker Syme from three, shot good. Walker Syme, he's averaging 13 points per ball game, but he's missed several ball games here. I think he's only played 12 out of the 21 games for Northwestern because of an arm injury, but he's back in there today. Now he's got 5 points in the ball game. Northwestern is back to within 4 points now at 14-10. Broncos have the ball. Here's Trevor Hallmeyer is into the ball game now for Hastings. Dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Nate Olson down in the corner to Danielson. His shot for three. Good. Tough shot there by Drew Danielson. That's his second three-pointer here in the first half. Danielson now with 6 points in the ball game. Hastings out to their biggest lead now, 17-10. There's the ball deflected out of bounds. Olson knocks the ball away from Stuart Gonslinger. Here comes Zach Leeper back into the ball game now. Josh Vander Plotz comes in there as well for Northwestern. This is a deep and talented basketball team we're facing here this afternoon. Northwestern 9-4 in the season, currently tied for third place in the conference. They feed it inside now to Ryan Stock. He goes up, down low, his shot is up and in. Ryan Stock scores there just to the right of the basket. Ryan Stock got his first field goal of the ball game. 17-12. Hastings with a lead. Zach Lena gives it away now. We got a foul called. We're going to have an offensive foul called here. That's going to go on Hastings on Zach Lena. That's going to be his second. End of the ball game now. For Hastings, we're going to see Alex Thayer. Alex Thayer checking into the contest is at one of the guard positions. Drew Danielson also remains out there. There's a shot from three-point territory. It's up and in. Zach Leeper gets his second three-pointer of the ball game here for Northwestern. Now they're going to just give him two here. His foot was on the line, so it's a 17-14 ball game now. 17-14, Hastings with a three-point lead in the lane. There's a Marvin, puts a man in the air, goes up with a shot, up and in. Nice move there by Jake Marvin. First field goal of the ball game for Marvin. He had 15 points against this team the first time around. There's a turnover on Northwestern. Ball is loose. Hastings throws it down the right sideline. It's going to be too far. Alex Thayer saves it, but Northwestern has got it on the dribble now. Northwestern has got the ball. Ryan Stock on the wing on the left side. Brings it over here to Walker Syme. Spins on the baseline. Throws it back out of the wing. Going for the hole. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Hallmeyer's got it as Vander Plotz misses the shot. Now a foul is called. Vander Plotz came down with the ball, but also picked up the personal foul here for Northwestern after he missed the shot. First foul on Vander Plotz. That's going to be his first and the team's, third so far. Northwestern, a team that gets up and down the floor. They don't waste a whole lot of time on transition. Broncos going to try to keep their guys fresh. They got 10 guys suited up for the ball game, I think, here this afternoon. Hallmeyer comes back out. Here comes Brent Wells back into the ball game for Hastings. The Broncos have a 5-point lead. 19-14 is the score. 11 minutes and 50 seconds to play. They're in the first half in the Boltman Center in Orange City. Hastings with the ball. Drew Danielson looking to penetrate left side of the lane. Kicks it out here to a Dane Bacon. He circles around, takes it inside the free throw circle. Dane Bacon out to a Brent Wells now over on the wing on the right side. That's Alex Thayer. Moves it down in the corner to Wells. Knocks over a man. Now goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's in. Brent Wells banks one home as he knocks down a defender. No foul called. That's three field goals and 6 points now for Brent Wells. Hastings out to a 21-14 lead. There's a shot no good, but a foul is called. Ryan Stock, who's tumbling out of bounds here for Northwestern, and a foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Marvin. That's going to be his first. Marvin picks up his first foul. Team foul number three on the Broncos. Hastings playing with a little chip on their shoulder here this afternoon after being beaten by Northwestern 87-79 back in Hastings in December. The adversity that they faced this week. The shot from the free throw line is up and in by Ryan Stock. He's now got 3 points in the ballgame. The Hastings lead is six at 21-15. Here comes the next shot. It's good. So a couple of free throws by Stock. Stock, a senior from Sheffield, Iowa. The Hastings lead is now 5 points at 21-16. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive end. Dribbling with it. It's going to be a Drew Danielson down to Brent Wells. Wells gives the ball away out here in 3 point territory to a Dane Bacon. Dribbling with the ball. Comes over here to Brent Wells, who mishandles it. Now picks it back up. Gets it into the hands now up there. 14 on the shot clock. Alex Thayer moves it left side of the lane. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Marvin. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Driving. Here's a shot taken by Danielson. Good. Inside the free throw circle. Drew Danielson has now got 8 points in the ball game. That ties his season high. He put 8 up against Mount Marty way early in the season. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up there by Kramer. No good. The ball goes to the far sideline. It goes down of bounds. Hastings ball. So the youngsters here for Lance Creech playing their hearts out in the first half. 10:36 remaining. Hastings with a 7-point lead again at 23-16. And Hastings will bring the ball up to try to keep the tempo in their favor here. You don't want Northwestern to get up running down the floor like a track meet. Olsen takes it down the right sideline, has it poked away. Olsen picks it back up, sends it inside. Marvin in the lane, puts up a shot in front of the hole. It's no good. Rebound, Wells. Follow shot's going to be blocked down, and the ball's going to be brought out of there by Northwestern. Down the left sideline is Ben Miller. Miller, contact made at the elbow, now makes a spinning move, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It is good, and he is fouled in a play. The basket counts by Ben Miller. And now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings. That'll be their fourth team foul. It's going to go on Nate Olson. That's going to be his first. So going to the free throw line is going to be Ben Miller for Northwestern. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. We're halfway through this first half. So far, so good. The Broncos have a 5-point lead. 23-18. Here is Jake Marvin for three. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Leeper. Broncos took an early shot there in that possession. That would not go. Ben Miller drives it down the right side of the lane. Down here in the baseline to Van Colsbeek. They work it back down low to Goslinger. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Wells. Brent Wells has got the board for the Broncos to the right sideline. That's Nate Olson with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside. Marvin now to Wells. Driving down the lane. And a foul is going to be called. Wells is decked into play. But a personal foul is going to be called here on the Northwestern. It's going to be Wells going to the free throw line for Hastings College as he was fouled into play here by Ben Miller. That's going to be Miller's first. So Wells to the free throw line for the Broncos. He's a 60% foul shooter in the season. 18 out of 30 from the charity stripe. He's averaging 3.8 points per ball game. Shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. Wells already with 6 points here in this ball game. Gosling is going to check out. Here comes Daniel Van Colsbeek back into the ball game for Northwestern. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Northwestern beat the Hastings College women earlier today on a score of 80-54. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be no good, so Wells misses a pair, and the rebound comes down to Van Colsbeek. Hastings 23, Northwestern 18 here in men's play here this afternoon. Walker Syme has got the ball. Syme comes over to Zach Leeper. Leeper moves it over here on the wing on the right side to John Kramer. Dribble penetration. He's trapped. Gets it away. Here's Leeper. His shot is up there. It rims off. No good. Offensive rebound. They lose it down low and inside. Now we got a whistle, and it goes out of bounds. Northwestern came down with it, but Van Colsbeek was on the end line. So Hastings will play things in. Leading by 5 points, 23-18. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon from 1230 KHAS. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. Nate Olson goes over to a Dane Bacon. Bacon down to Danielson. Now to Bacon. He drives for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Bacon goes down hard, and a personal foul is going to be called on Daniel Van Colsbeek of Northwestern. Van Colsbeek picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Red Raiders. This will be a shooting situation. Dane Bacon will go to the free throw line for Hastings College. Bacon, a 77% foul shooter on the season, averaging 7 points and one rebound per game. His shot is up there is good. Bacon, the former Kearney High Bearcat here, knocks home a free throw, 6'2" junior, for head coach Lance Creech. 24-18, Hastings with a lead. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. So he hits one out of two. Rebound comes down to Northwestern. Ben Miller has got the ball as he gives it away to John Kramer as he trots it across the midcourt stripe. Hastings still playing a man-to-man defense here. Walker's sign, bounce pass goes inside. It's too far, goes out of bounds. They had Van Colsbeek. He was posted up left side of the lane. Bounce pass comes inside, wide of the target, goes sailing out of bounds. Fourth turnover on Northwestern here in the ball game. 24-18, Hastings with a 6-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Nate Olson as he works in backcourt against John Kramer. Brings it into the offensive zone. Kramer with a body check, no foul call there. Comes across the top to Charles Ferguson. Ferguson back to Olson on the wing on the right side. Spins away. Drives into the hole. His shot is up there. No good. Tip try is up and in. Tip try up and in there by Hastings College. That's going to Jake Marvin gets the credited with a tip there. Marvin's now got 4 points in the ball game for Hastings College. It's 26-18. Broncos have the lead. There's a shot by Kramer. It's going to be partially deflected. The ball brought down by Van Cole. Speaking of foul, is called. Drew Danielson picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line is going to be Van Colesbeek now for Northwestern. He has not scored so far today. Now he has as he knocks home the free throw. A 66% foul shooter. Van Colesbeek had 16 points in that first ball game against Hastings. Ben Miller had 18. So between those two guys, they scored 34 points against Hastings the first time around. That's a ball game played back in December. Next shot is up there. It's good by Daniel Van Colesbeek. And the Hastings College lead is now 6 points at 26-20. Hastings jumped out to a 5-0 lead. They have led this entire first half so far. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. Marvin comes out here to Danielson, gets it inside to Marvin, spins toward the baseline, goes for the hole and scores. Jake Marvin now with 6 points in the ball game for Hastings, and the Broncos are out on top by a score of 28-20. Down to 7:49 to play here in the first half. Ben Miller angles in from the left side toward the goal. His bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Hastings. That's Charles Ferguson as he gets the ball into the hands of Olsen. Out to Jake for three. Shot's going to be short, no good. Battle for the rebound is loose and it's going to be picked up here by John Kramer. Gets the pass ahead to Zach Leeper. He drives toward the goal. His shot, no good, but he's fouled into play. A foul here on Hastings as Northwestern was coming back with the basketball. We're down to 7:29 to play. That's only the 15th foul on Hastings. It's going to go on Ferguson. That's going to be his first. It's going to be Northwestern playing things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket, Ben Miller will trigger things in for the Red Raiders. Miller slaps the ball. There's some movement. Gosslinger back in the ball game. He's got the ball to Kramer. Now back inside to Miller. Double team goes up for the shot anyway and hits it. Ben Miller in the paint scores there. He's got 4 points. Hastings 28, Northwestern 22. There's Nate Olson down the right sideline. Nate with the ball, feeds it on the high post. Marvin has got it, hands it away to Nate Olson in the lane, kicks it back out to Marvin. He takes it down to the baseline, goes for the goal. The shot's going to be blocked down. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. A block there by John Kramer. At least a partial deflection. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side, underneath their own basket, 28-22. Hastings College is out on top by six. They lob it inside to Marvin. Tries to put a man in the air. Goes for the basket anyway. His shot's no good. And the rebound comes down here to Ben Miller. Miller has got it now for Northwestern as he comes down the right sideline. Miller has got it. Gets it away to a Leeper. Now they work the ball around the horn here. Inside to Gosslinger. Gosslinger puts up a shot over Marvin. A foul is going to be called. Maybe that was a clean block there by Jake Marvin, but a foul is going to be called here on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line is going to be Stu Gosslinger. That's going to go on Charles Ferguson. That's going to be his second as he's helping out Marvin inside with a double team on Gosslinger. So now Stu goes to the free throw line here. 2 points in the ball game thus far and a field goal. And now he misses his free throw. 53% foul shooter in the season coming in here. He's 50 out of 93. Here comes Zach Lena in the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Marvin. Into the ball game will be Josh Vanderplatz for Northwestern, replacing John Kramer. 6 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings is out on top of Northwestern by the score of 28-22. There's a second shot by Gosslinger. That one's going to be no good. So he misses a pair, and the rebound comes down to Danielson. Drew Danielson gets into the hands now of Nate Olson, who trots it across the midcourt stripe here. Northwestern stays with a man-to-man defense. Drew Danielson comes over here to Dane Bacon. Back to the right side, a three-pointer put up there by Danielson. No good. And the rebound comes down to Wurtsima. Wurtsima now for Northwestern. Down the left sideline to Ben Miller for three. Shot in and out. No good. Rebound loose in the lane. Scramble and a jump ball is going to be called. And we have a foul called. Zach Lena was in there trying to scratch for that loose ball. Now we got a meeting of the minds here. We're going to have a jump ball called here. And a possession arrow is going to be pointing in favor of Northwestern, so the Red Raiders will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's a Ben Miller looking to trigger things in. He does. Out to Wurtsman, 3 points territory. There's Stu Gosslinger back on the wing. Now to Vanderplatz back out on the right wing. There's a shot taken by Wurtsma from 15. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Hastings, and a foul is called. A foul is going to go here on Northwestern. That's going to be the sixth team foul on the Broncos. And Hastings will play a thing called here on, I think that's going to go on Ben Miller. Nope, Gosslinger picks up the personal foul. That's his first. So Hastings with the ball as we approach the six-minute mark. 28-22 is the score. Hastings with a six-point lead. Olsen goes on a high post to Wells. Hands it away to Nate over there on the right sideline. Nate Olsen reverses the ball to get it to Zach Lena. Now Jude Danielson as he moves it on the dribble to the left side of the lane. Down on the baseline. Now to Brent Wells. Top of the key. For the basketball there is going to be Bacon. Bounce pass goes inside to Wells. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Lena. Lena kicks it back out to Olsen. Now top of the key to Danielson. For three, shot is around the rim. Falls off. No good. And a foul is called on the rebound. It's going to go on Northwestern. So Hastings doing a good job on the boards despite giving away a lot of size inside here to Northwestern. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Stu Gosling, and that's going to be his second personal foul. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Zach Lita. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastings.edu. Actually, at hastingslink.com. We're at the Boltman Center in Orange City this afternoon. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good by Lena. And the rebound comes down to a Ryan Stock of Northwestern. And now the Red Raiders want to call a timeout. Northwestern and head coach Chris Korver, now in his 12th season here at Northwestern, wants to call a timeout. 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break. Hastings 28, Northwestern 22.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back with Bronco basketball for you on 1230 KHAS. Earlier today, Hastings College losing to Northwestern by the score of 80-54 in women's play. We'll check all the scores coming up for you at halftime here this afternoon. The Bronco men out on top here by 6, 28-22. The Broncos have led the entire first half thus far. Northwestern with the ball out to the top of the key. A three-pointer thrown up there by Wurtzman. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot good. Ryan Stott getting the field goal there. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. 28-24. Northwestern is back to within 4 points here. Broncos have it in their offensive zone. Dane Bacon lobs it inside. That's a Zach Lena. Tries to put a man in the air. Can't do it. Gets it to Olsen. His shot from 12 is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound Lena. Lena goes to the basket. It's knocked away. It's loose and it's picked up in the corner by Wurtzman. Wurtzman has got it down for Northwestern. Here come the Red Raiders trying to cut into this gap. They get the ball out to a Ben Miller. Miller down to the top of the key to a Ryan Stock. They move it back around to the right side. The Wurtzman cross-court pass goes over there to Stock. His shot from the baseline. Good three-pointer. Ryan Stock, they work from the right corner to the left corner, and Ryan Stock hits the three-pointer. Northwestern is within 1 point now, 28-27, with 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings with the ball. This is going to be Nate Olsen. Bounce pass goes in the high post. As they get it inside to Brent Wells, down to Zach Lena. To the far sideline, Nate Olsen puts it on the floor, tries to dribble, lobs it down low. Lena grabs the ball, leaning in front of the hole, being battled for. Now we got a jump ball called as a Ryan Stock ties up Zach Lena. Zach was right in front of the hole and a little indecision there. He should have went by the ball, probably would have drawn a personal foul. But Ryan Stock gets in there to tie him up. Arrow playing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in from underneath their own basket. 4:08 to play here in the first half. 28-27. Hastings is up by 1 point. Broncos will inbound the ball. Olsen will play things in the corner. There's a long-range jumper by Bacon from the corner. No good. Rebound Ryan Stock. And now the Red Raiders have a chance to pull ahead here with a field goal. Kramer has got it to the far sideline of Ryan Stock over on the wing. On the left side as they work with against the Bronco man-to-man. There's a shot off of the baseline, right side, no good. Ryan Stock, rebound, comes down to Hastings. Down the left sideline, that's going to be Brent Wells. Wells gets it out of Bacon out here in three-point territory. Northwestern still in a man-to-man. They feed it inside. That's going to be Marvin with the ball. He's double-teamed, kicks it back out to Olsen. Down to Marvin again. In the lane, trying to put a man in the air. He's going to be tied up on the play. Tied up on a play by Kurt Korver. They just checked in there for Northwestern. Korver is a 6-foot senior from Paramount, California. So Chris Korver ties him up there. This time the arrow is pointing in favor of Northwestern, so that'll be a Hastings turnover. The Broncos have done a good job taking care of the basketball here in the first half. 28-27 the score. We're down to 3.5 minutes to play here in the first half. The Broncos with a 1-point lead. Stock has got it. As they get it to a Kramer now, they work it back around to the right baseline. The Gosslinger, now to Korver, trying to drive it down the left side of the lane. Leads it out here to a John Kramer. He tries to penetrate. Now down in the corner to Korver. His shot is up there around the rim and down. A three-pointer by Kirk Korver as he hits a three-pointer. And that gives Northwestern the lead now at 30-28. That's their first lead of the ball game, and it comes at the three-minute mark. As Kirk Korver throws down a three-pointer, now we got a timeout from Hastings. Broncos having some problems bringing the ball up the floor here. Kirk Korver nails a three-pointer from the deep left corner to give Northwestern the lead. We've got a timeout. 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the first half. The score is Northwestern 30, Hastings 28.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS from Orange City this afternoon. 30-28 is the score. Northwestern with a 2-point lead. Broncos fighting here in his first half of play against the number 12 ranked team of the country. Here's Nate Olson driving the ball down the left side of the lane. The ball swatted out of his hands out of bounds. Korver get his hands in there for Northwestern. Into the ball game now for the Red Raiders is going to be Walker's sign. Coming out is going to be Ryan Stock. It's a very talented bunch. Boy, they just keep coming like plugging a dam. Hastings with the ball. Here's Dane Bacon. Dribble penetration to the basket. He goes. His shot is up and in. Bacon angles in from the left wing and takes it right to the hole and scores. We're now tied up at 30 points apiece here in the first half. 2.5 to play. They lob it inside to a Gosslinger. Gosslinger works against Marvin. The ball tapped loose. It's picked up by Olson. Turnover number 6 on Northwestern here in the ball game. Nate Olson comes back on the dribble now for Hastings against Korver. Hands it away. That's Bacon. Drives to the basket. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose. Gosslinger had it. Now the scramble is on. A jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos maintain control here. Wells down there. Also, Dane Bacon down there scrambling for that loose ball for the Broncos. They force the jump ball here, and Hastings will play things in. We are tied up at 30 points apiece here in this basketball game. We're in the first half from the Boltman Center. Hastings will play things in. Alex there gets it into a Marvin. Now to Alex again, the freshman out of Superior. The Dane Bacon over on the right sideline. That's Wells. Back out to Bacon. 4-3. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Northwestern. J.C. Hoig into the ball game now for Northwestern. He brings it up. Now to Walker Syme. Syme to Kramer. Down in the corner to Syme. A shot for three. Good. Walker Syme hitting a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. Northwestern now leading by a score of 33-30. That one was from a different area code. Walker Syme has been injured as they come back here. In the first half, he's got 8 points. Hastings with the ball back to their offensive end. Backing up toward the goal is going to be Wells. He throws it over here on the right side to Thayer. He drives it to the goal. His shot is up and in. Northwestern wanted a traveling violation on Thayer. They didn't get it. Instead, Alex takes it to the goal and scores. 33-32. Hastings now down by 1 point. Northwestern has got the ball with 90 seconds to play here in the first half. They get it to a Van Callsby. Turnaround jumper left side of the lane. No good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. They give it to Hastings. That's touched by Walker Syme of Northwestern. Hastings will play things in the far sideline. 1:16 to go here in the first half. Hastings trailing by a point, 33-32. The Bronco youngsters have done a good job here in this ballgame today. Alex Thayer gets it out to Marvin. Marvin brings it to the near sideline now to Dane Bacon, looking for some penetration. Losing on the dribble down to the top of the key. Throws it to the far sideline and throw the ball out of bounds. Bacon throws the ball into the Northwestern bench. It's off of the fingertips of Marvin. The fourth turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. So Northwestern will play things in here in backcourt with 60 seconds to go. Here in the first half, 33-32. Northwestern has got a 1-point lead over Hastings. John Kramer has got the ball in the high post. They get it to a Ben Miller. Miller from the free throw line puts up a shot of a Wells is good. Ben Miller now with 6 in the ball game. He had 18 in the first ball game against Hastings. It's now a 35-32 ball game in favor of Northwestern. Here's Wells. He spins at the elbow. Gives it away now to Bacon. Comes across the top to Alex Thayer. Down in the corner. To Wells. Now to Thayer. To Bacon again. 18 on the shot clock. They feed it inside to Marvin. He backs up. Spins on the baseline. Puts up a shot. No good. Down for the rebound. Marvin comes down with it. His shot's going to be blocked down and the foul is called. Marvin came down with it just left of the basket there. He is hacked on the arm from behind by Ben Miller of Northwestern. Miller picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Red Raiders here in this first half of play. So it's going to be Marvin going to the free throw line now for Hastings. He's got 6 points in the ball game and 3 field goals. Marvin had 15 in that first ball game against the Red Raiders. The shot is up there. It rims off. No good. Jake Marvin will have one more. Into the ball game now for Northwestern. Zach Leeper going out will be Korver. So Leeper back in there. And here comes the next shot from Jake Marvin at the free throw line. The Broncos are down by 3 points. Shot is up there. The shot is around the rim. It down bounces on the back iron. It goes down through the hole. So Marvin hits 1 out of 2. Marvin now with 7 in the ball game. And now he's going to check out here for Hastings. Here comes Trevor Holdmeyer back in there. Hastings applying a little backcourt pressure here. 35-33, 20 seconds to go in the first half. Ben Miller with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Double teamed out here. Miller, jump pass comes to the near side to Kramer. We've got 11 seconds to go. Kramer dribbling with the ball against there. Feeds it on the high post. That's Miller with the ball. He drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's no good as he is knocked down in the play, and he's fouled here by Hastings as Miller goes down hard with 4.6 seconds to go here in the first half. The foul's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Bacon. That's going to be his first. Dane Bacon picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Broncos. This will be a shooting foul, however. Is going to the free throw line will be Miller. Miller's got 6 points in the ball game. He's 0 of 1 from the free throw line. He's averaging 13 points per ball game. He's got 6 so far this afternoon. His shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Northwestern is a team 8th in the conference this week in free throw percentage at 67%. As 8th out of the 11 teams. 35-33, Hastings is down by 2 points. We'll have another shot coming up here from Miller. His shot is up there. It's going to be good, so he hits 1 out of 2. Northwestern now with a 3-point lead. And the Broncos will play things in with 4.6 seconds remaining here in this first half. Alex Thayer has got it down to the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Moves it to the right side. Drew Danielson for 3. Banks one home. Drew Danielson banks one home. An off-balance shot from about 40 feet away, just across the timeline. Drew Danielson throws up a 3 ball, goes down through the hole, and the Broncos have a tie here at halftime as Drew Danielson throws up a 40-footer, and he banks one home at the buzzer for Hastings College. So we are tied here at halftime. We'll take a break to score Hastings 36, Northwestern 36.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Nebraska Lottery presents new millionaire tip number 10. Whenever possible, fly first class.
Welcome to Galaxy Airlines Flight 205 to Japan. We are totally full today, and our flight time will be 14 hours. And a special welcome to the Okinawa Sumo Wrestling Team, who will be flying in our economy section.
There will be lots of new millionaires now that Powerball with PowerPlay offers bigger jackpots and better odds. So here's another tip. Play today.
We'll be serving beverages in about 5 hours.
The Nebraska Lottery. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
I'm Mike Will back at the Boltman Center in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. The Broncos and Northwestern tied up at 36 points apiece here at halftime of the men's ball game this afternoon. Hastings has led the most of the first half anyway. Broncos got out to an early 5-0 lead, stretched that lead up to 7 points at one point at 21-14 in the first half. But then Northwestern goes on a 16-7 run to grab their first lead of the ball game at 30-28 with 3 minutes to play in the first half on a Kurt Korver three-pointer. We were tied up at 30 points apiece. Northwestern went ahead 33-30, had a 36-33 lead in the closing seconds, but then Drew Danielson throwing up a 40-foot three-pointer off balance from the far sideline. It goes down through the hole as he banks one home, and Hastings College has got to feel good about themselves here, playing with three out of the top four scorers sitting on the bench, being disciplined here this afternoon by head coach Lance Creech. And the Broncos are bound to a 36-36 tie with the 12th-ranked team in the country here this afternoon. Hastings getting 11 points in the first half from Drew Danielson. That is a season high for Drew. He has knocked down 3 three-pointers in the ball game. He's got a 2-point field goal. So Drew Danielson has got 11 points in the ball game. Jake Marvin has got 7 points. He's got 3 field goals, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Brent Wells has got 3 field goals, and he is 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Nate Olson has knocked down a 3 and a 2. He has got 5 points in the first half. Dane Bacon has got a field goal, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3 points. Charles Ferguson has got a field goal for 2. And Alex Thayer has got a field goal and 2 points here for Hastings College. The Broncos are hitting 2 out of 7 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Northwestern, in the first 20 minutes, got 9 points from Ryan Stock. Stock has got 1 three-pointer and a couple of 2-point field goals, and he has 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Stock with 9. Walker Syme off of the injured list has come out here, and he's hit a couple of 3-pointers, and he's got a 2-point field goal. He has got 8 points here at the break. Ben Miller has got 7 on 3 field goals. He's 1 out of 3 from the line for his 7. The other scorers for Northwestern, you got Daniel Van Kalsbeek, has got 2 free throws and 2 attempts, 2 points in the ball game. Stu Gonslinger has got a field goal, 2 points. He is 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Kurt Korver has knocked down a 3-pointer in the first half of play for Northwestern. So the Red Raiders and Hastings College all tied up at 36 points apiece at halftime of our men's college basketball game here this afternoon. Got the shooting numbers in the first half. Hastings College hitting 44% in the first half. They are 15 out of 34. Northwestern is 13 out of 27 for 48%. The Broncos have knocked down 4 out of 13 from three-point range for 30%. Northwestern is 5 out of 11 for 45%. On free throws, Hastings 2 out of 7 for 28%. Northwestern is 5 out of 9 for 55%. The rebounds, Northwestern has 20, Hastings has 18, but the Broncos hold an 8-6 advantage on the offensive glass. Turnovers, Hastings has got only 4 here in the first half of play. Northwestern has got 8. The Broncos with 2 block shots and 4 steals. Meanwhile, Northwestern has got 3 block shots and 1 steal. We are tied up at 36 points apiece here at halftime this afternoon. Leading rebounder for Hastings College in that first half of play was Charles Ferguson. Ferguson comes up with 5 boards, rather Jake Marvin. Jake Marvin has got 5 rebounds for Hastings, and the leading rebounder for Northwestern is going to be Karik Wersema. He has got 3. And also picking up some rebounds, Daniel Van Kalsbeek is actually their leading rebounder. He has got 6. But a good first half here for Hastings. We're tied up at 36 points apiece. Hastings and Northwestern here this afternoon in men's college basketball. Coming up, we'll check our Scholar Athlete of the Week, and then we'll hear from Tyson Ervonik with Hastings College Spotlight. You are listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better Service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated. Better Service built this business.
Save on the Whirlpool family of appliances during the January clearance sale at Rogers Incorporated. Save on the Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers and dryers, microwaves, and more. Plus, no interest if paid in full within 12 months on a qualifying appliance purchase $499 or more. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is baseball star Mac Land. Mac, a senior from Wheat Ridge, Colorado, majoring in K-12 physical education with a 3.5 GPA. On the diamond, he's a three-year starter, second-team All-Conference, a GPAC Gold Glove winner, and led the Broncos to the NAIA National Tournament. He hit .320 last year with 6 home runs, 29 RBIs, and went 0-2 on the mound with a 2.87 ERA in 15 and a third innings. And in the classroom, Mac is a member of the Student Environmental Advocacy Committee. The KHES Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each and every week by Rogers Incorporated. Better Service built this business. 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around, but the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. But some of you may have great expectations. Now, the casual listener might think that I'm talking rather cynically about Hastings College basketball, but for others, those words bring to mind author Charles Dickens, who will actually be celebrating his 200th birthday. Hastings College, too, will be celebrating, as Dr. Agneta Anderson explains.
We've been planning a small but exciting event for that occasion. We are going to congregate at 12 noon on that Tuesday in the library in the Perkins Room, which is one of our most beautiful locations within the library. And we will have a little introduction, we'll have some lunch, and we'll have some readings from Charles Dickens and maybe even a little film clip. We thought, since it is a lunch, that we would make it revolve around food, so we picked a couple of selections from Charles Dickens that have to do with food, and one of them, almost everybody knows, that's Oliver Twist asking for a little more gruel at his orphanage. And then there's another one from another famous Dickens novel, Great Expectations, and around that we'll have pulled pork sandwiches and not gruel, but oatmeal cookies, so that's sort of the next best thing up, and some birthday cake. And students will be the readers for the event, and I will introduce Charles Dickens since I'm the resident Dickens expert on campus.
As Dr. Anderson explains, that Dickens was really a trendsetter for great authors to come.
What makes Charles Dickens so interesting, even though a lot of people now read him mostly in a high school required reading in English, or maybe they've seen a Masterpiece Theater adaptation of one of the novels as a miniseries. He was one of the first big best-selling authors who really knew how to market himself, how to deal with fans and fandom, how to figure out how to get the word out on his novels as well as the words of his novels. His work was serialized, and so miniseries are actually sort of an appropriate translation of that. And so people would go to the book newsstands, to the bookstores every week, or wait for their subscription every week or every month and read another installment and waited with bated breath for the next one. That was a new phenomenon at the time, and it's from there to Harry Potter or to Stephen King's novels and the sort of excitement they generate is only a very short step. But before Dickens, that really did not exist in that form, and that sort of excitement, complete with products and, you know, commemorative editions and paintings and magazines and a lot of expressions of fandom. That was a completely new thing at the time, and we're still living in that era.
Charles Dickens turning once again 200 on February 7th, Tuesday, February 7th, Hastings College, celebrating by throwing a party. But how do they celebrate Charles Dickens in the classroom?
When I teach an upper-level seminar, I do teach Dickens. I don't teach him in my survey class because we only read a handful of novels there, and most of his 14 novels are long. 300 pages is nothing. 800 pages is more of the rule. So I sort of sneak him in. We just finished a class during our January term on Harry Potter, and we didn't talk a lot about Dickens, but I kept pointing out that there's a lot that J.K. Rowling inherited from Dickens and the way that Dickens wrote his novels. So I try to keep people aware of what Dickens means to us and what he's achieved for us without actually constantly cramming his novels down people's throats, because that's an acquired taste and people need to come to that wanting to read them. And typically I teach, when I do teach him, I teach Great Expectations because that's my favorite Dickens novel. And that one, I think, is really, really accessible. There are also a couple of fantastic movies that have been made from it, so that's a way to get into it.
On Tuesday, February 7th, Hastings College will celebrate author Charles Dickens' 200th birthday with festivities at Perkins Library beginning at noon. I'd like to once again thank our guest this evening on the Hastings College Spotlight, Dr. Agneta Anderson. It's the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHAS. This has been Tyson Ivronik. We'll talk with you again soon, but until then, enjoy the second half.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name, they put up a couple jerseys, doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Ooza.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Ooza.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Ooza.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here with Bronco basketball from Orion City, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings and Northwestern tied at 36 points apiece at halftime. In the other men's games, Midland is out on top of Morningside, 35-29. They are at halftime. Mount Marty leading Nebraska Wesleyan, 31-24. Doan is out on top of Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 35-28. Briar Cliff is playing at Dort this afternoon up in Sioux Center. No score in on that ball game yet. Hastings College women's basketball team losing today to Northwestern by the score of 80-54. Broncos trailed 45-26 at halftime and really never threatened in the second half of play. The Hastings College men trying to surprise the 12th-ranked team in the country in Northwestern here this afternoon, despite playing with some big guns on the bench. Disciplinary reasons here for Lance Creech and the Broncos, but Hastings with a good first half, 36-36 is the score. Play is back in here. Northwestern has got the opening possession. They'll shoot our basket to our left. That's a Goslinger with the ball. Goslinger brings it out here to Kramer. Drives it down the lane. His passing will be intercepted. His passing will be intercepted here by Hastings College. That's a Bacon with the ball. So a turnover there on Northwestern. They had eight in the first half of play. That's nine. Hastings with just four turnovers so far in the ball game. The Broncos have the ball, and here's Wells. Out to Marvin. Marvin gets it out to Nate Olson. Comes over here on the wing on the left side to a Bacon. Down to 14 in the shot clock. Northwestern saves with a man-to-man defense. That's Olson driving the ball down the left side of the lane all the way to the baseline. And now we got a, let's see, Olson was out of bounds. Took it all the way to the baseline and then some. A turnover there on Hastings. That's their fifth of the ball game. We're tied up at 36 points apiece. Drew Danielson hitting a 40-footer at the buzzer. He banked one home to give Hastings the 3 points there at the end of the first half. We're tied at 36 as we start this second half. Gosslinger taking the ball down to the baseline, and it's going to be knocked out of his hands. He was backing up against Marvin, and then Brent Wells came down to help out on the double team and slapped the ball away. So Hastings will stay here on defense. Northwestern will play things in. They get it to Ben Miller outside the three-point arc. Over here on the wing now, that's going to be Leeper with the ball. Over on the wing on the right side is going to be Kramer. Drives the ball into the wing and scores. Don Kramer scoring there. That's his first field goal of the ball game. He had 19 the first time around when Northwestern came to Hastings and beat the Broncos 87-79. Now the ball slapped out of bounds by Kramer as Hastings brings the ball back to the offensive zone. Northwestern out on top now 38-36. Men's college basketball as Olsen will play things in. They get it to Charles Ferguson, who's into the ball game now. Ferguson moves it over on the far sideline to Olsen. Now to Brent Wells. Wells on the baseline. Back out to Nate. Bases the three. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Gives it away to Ferguson. In the lane. Goes up with a shot. Banks one over there. That's Wells. Brent Wells going inside and scoring. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 38 points apiece. In the second half here for Morgan City. Kramer comes over here to a Ben Miller. Cranks up the three-pointer. His shot good. Ben Miller throws down a tray. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. Northwestern out on top by a score of 41-38. We're down to 18 minutes to play here in the basketball game. Hastings will come back with the ball. On the dribble there for Hastings will be Charles Ferguson. Bounce pass left side of the lane. They get it to Marvin. Throws it out here to Wells. Down to the far sideline again to Olsen. Tries it down to the baseline and a charging foul here on Nate. Olsen trying to drive the baseline and runs into John Kramer, knocks Kramer down, and a charging foul is called on Nate. Olsen picks up his second. First team foul on Hastings here in the second half of play. Northwestern is at a three-point lead now. Kramer goes on a high post as they get to Ben Miller. Back outside to Kramer, three-pointer good. John Kramer knocks down a trade, and the Broncos got to be careful now. Northwestern out to a 44-38 lead. Hastings needs a field goal here. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. That's Wells with the ball. He is twisting and turning, moving on the left side of the lane. He draws a personal foul. Up and under there for Brent Wells, and he draws a personal foul. And Brent now goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. He was fouled into play, so Wells will toe the mark. He's got 8 points in the ball game. The personal is going to be whistled on Ryan Stock. That's going to be his second. So Wells to the free throw line. 8 points, four field goals so far today. Wells, a 60% foul shooter in the season, as he will toe the mark. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be short. He's now 0 of 3 from the free throw line today. So the former University of Nebraska football player will toe the mark here for Hastings College for his second free throw. Wells throws it up there. The shot is no good. That one rims off, and the rebound comes down to Ben Miller. Miller takes off down the right sideline. Northwestern has got a 44-38 advantage over Hastings. There's a feed into Gosslinger. Gosslinger backs up, tries to put a man in the air, goes for the basket, and shot is up there and in. Stu Gosslinger scores. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Northwestern has the lead by 8 points now, the biggest lead of the ball game at 46-38. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. We are 3 minutes into the second half, and Northwestern has built an 8-point lead over Hastings College. We'll take a break with a score: Northwestern 46, Hastings 38.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
We give you the scores that we had in men's play at halftime. These are all final scores for the women now. It was Dort knocking off Briar Cliff today. We'll double check that score. 81-57 is the score they gave us. Morningside rolling past Midland today. They got out to a big lead, 68-17 at halftime. Morningside hitting 72% of their shots in the first half. And Morningside beats Midland today 102-52. Dakota Wesleyan over Doan 82-60. Northwestern beat Hastings today 80-54. That was Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan, 61-55. This game was tied up at 36 points apiece at halftime. And now Northwestern has come out and outscored Hastings 10-2 to begin this second half of play. Now Northwestern has the biggest lead of the ball game at 46-38. Lance Creech calling the timeout. Broncos have the ball in their offensive zone, and they come out of the timeout, and the ball is tipped away into the nickel seats here on the far sideline. Hastings will play things in. That score is correct. Dort upsets the nation's number two ranked team, Briar Cliff, 81-57 today in Sioux Center. So a big upset there as Briar Cliff goes down in women's college play in the GPAC, 81-57 to the Dort defenders. Hastings trailing here 46-38. Broncos have the ball. Here's Marvin now with 6 seconds on the shot clock. The Olsen, he cranks up a three-pointer from the corner. His shot's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's going to be taken out of there by Northwestern. Zach Leeper has got it for Northwestern. Down the right sideline, Miller has got the ball. Ben Miller on the wing, takes it down to the baseline. Shovels it down to the corner. Now back outside of the wing. A three-pointer thrown up there. No good by Leeper. Ball is loose. The scramble is on. 3, 4, 5 players hit the deck right side of the lane. We got a jump ball called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. Into the ball game now will be Daniel Van Kalsbeek for Northwestern. Here comes Walker Syme in for the Red Raiders. Into the ball game for Hastings will be Dane Bacon. So the score is 46-38. A 10-2 run for Northwestern to begin the second half of play. After Hastings fought the Red Raiders to a 36-36 halftime tie. Nate Olson with the ball for Hastings. Comes over here to Wells, now to Olson. They get it over on the left side to Drew Danielson, who's back in the ball game. Drew's got it now, cranks up the three ball. His shot is up there. He buries another one. Drew Danielson now with 14 points in the ball game for Hastings. As Danielson gets the field goal, back the other way. Here's a driving layup that's going to be no good by Northwestern, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. 46-41. Hastings down by 5. Here's Danielson, down about the 3. Now we got a foul call as Danielson drove the ball to the free throw line. Drew Danielson opening some eyes here this afternoon for Hastings College. Danielson is 6'2" and sophomore out of York. He's got 14 points in the ball game. Obviously his season high. Playing some extended minutes because of the suspensions that we have to Brady Wallman and Tobin Reinwald and Dylan Flynn here today. 46-41 is the score. 5-point lead for Northwestern. Here's Danielson with the ball again. Right side of the lane. They lob it inside. That's Marvin. Kicks it back out to Olson. Back to Marvin. Dribbles in the lane. The ball tipped away and a foul is called. Daniel Van Kalsbeek picks up the personal foul in Northwestern. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Red Raiders, so no free throws here. We're down to 15 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings is trailing Northwestern by a score of 46-41. Olson gets it in. It's going to be intercepted here by Van Kalsbeek, rather by a Walker Syme, but he's out of bounds. Took that one away from Wells down here on the baseline, but Syme was stepping out of bounds, so Hastings will play things in, this time baseline right side underneath their own basket. Again, Olson will play things in. He will get things to Danielson down on the baseline over there on the left side. Puts it on the floor, dribbles out here into 3-point territory. Now to Bacon to Olson, right side of the lane. Olson reverses the ball. They get it to Bacon, lobs it inside. It's going to be taken away. Trying to get it to Marvin. The ball is intercepted here by Walker Syme. Syme comes back near sideline to Wurtzma. He sends it to the right sideline again to Syme down in the corner. A 3-pointer put up there and in by Zach Leeper. Well, Leeper's now got 8 points in the ball game. Ed Northwestern is now out to a 49-41 lead over Hastings. Danielson gets the ball inside again to Marvin. Marvin is double-teamed. Throws it back out to the top of the key to Danielson. Behind the screen from Jake. Takes it to the elbow. Left side of the lane. Down on the baseline is Olson. His shot is going to be no good as he drives it in from the left corner. Rebound comes down to Walker Syme. Down the near sideline out of Wurtzma. Wurtzma wings it deep in the corner to Syme. Out on the wing to Leeper. Spins right side of the lane. Puts up a shot. It's up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Going back up. Shooting and missing. The shot is going to be Van Kalsbeek. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Nate Olson with it for the Broncos. Over to Dane Bacon for 3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. 14-26 to play here in the ball game. The Broncos are trailing by 8, 49-41. The 12th-ranked team in the country in Northwestern here this afternoon. Into the ball game now for the Red Raiders will be John Kramer. Going out will be Zach Leeper. Boy, they've got a ton of weapons on this basketball team for Northwestern. They just keep coming. Rotations like 10 or 11 players deep here today. Hastings will play things in. Olsen comes way out on top near the 10-second line as Wells grabs the ball there for Hastings. Takes it to the top of the key. Rockets a pass inside. It's going to be deflected. It's brought down here by Walker Syme. Turnover number 7 on Hastings here in the ball game. They lob it inside to Van Colesbeek. He is double-teamed, triple-teamed. Ball poked away. Picked up by Van Colesbeek. He goes for the basket. His shot no good. Rebound Hastings and a foul called. Lena came up with a rebound there for Hastings, but he may also picked up a personal foul. It's going to go on Lena. That's going to be his third. So Zach now with 3 personal fouls. That's team foul number 2 on Hastings here in the second half. Alex Thayer back in. Here comes Charles Ferguson into the ball game now for the Broncos. Olsen will get a breather. And also coming out is going to be Charles Ferguson. 14:07 to play here in the ball game. Here comes Stu Gonslinger back into the ball game now for Northwestern. He's going to replace Daniel Van Colesbeek. So Wurtzma will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Slaps the ball, looking, goes to Gonslinger now. He takes the ball to the paint, to the goal. He goes. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up in the lane. Hastings has the ball. Broncos have got it back the other way. That's Charles Ferguson with it now. Ferguson goes to the far sideline. Dribble penetration. That's going to be Dane Bacon. Now to Ferguson. Drives it out on the left side of the lane. His shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. No good by Lena. And he's fouling the play. So Zach Lena gets the offensive board there. Now he'll go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Personal foul going to be whistled there. That's going to go on Walker Syme. That's going to be his second. So Zach Lena goes to the free throw line for Hastings. He's a 75% foul shooter in the season. Lena is 12 out of 17 coming to the ball game here this afternoon. 0 of 1 so far today. Shot is up there. The shot is around the rim and goes down through the hole. Lena averaging 2.7 points per ball game. The Northwestern lead is now 7 points at 49-42. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That one is in and out and falls off the left side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Northwestern. Wurtzma brings it back into the offensive scoring zone. Now we've got some contact made. We've got an offensive foul going to be called here on Northwestern. Somebody threw a block into a Bronco coming down the floor. It was John Kramer. Kramer picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Red Raiders. So Hastings will get it. On the Northwestern turnover, that's 10 turnovers now on the Red Raiders. Hastings back with the ball, trailing by 7 points. Lena has got it, top of the key, stops there, gets it down to the hands of Alex Thayer behind Alina's screen. Moves it to the elbow, bounce pass into the lane, is going to be intercepted. Now the ball is loose, it goes out of bounds, it'll be Hastings' ball. Vander Plotz had his hands on it there for Northwestern, but couldn't control it as it goes out of bounds down in the corner after he deflects the ball away from Zach Lena. So Hastings will play things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it inside to Lena. Spins, goes up for the basket. It's shot good. Zach Lena scores off of the inbound. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And Hastings is back to within 5 points now at 49-44. Walker Syme goes inside to Gonslinger. He is double teamed. Now the ball is going to be poked away, but a foul is going to be called. Anytime Stu Gonslinger grabs the ball for Northwestern, the Broncos have at least 2 players there. That time they get hit with a personal foul. That's going to be team foul. Number 3 on Hastings. That'll go on Thayer. Alex picks up his first. Non-shooting situation. Northwestern will play things in. They get it deep in the corner on the right side. Ben Miller brings it high on the block. Now spins. Fadeaway jumper. Good. Ben Miller scores. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. Northwestern is leading by a score of 51-44. Hastings comes back. Danielson drives the baseline and a whistle again. Foul is going to be called as Danielson took that one for the right corner toward the goal. He draws the personal foul here. It's going to go on Josh Vander Plotz. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 6 on the Red Raiders. So the next foul will send Hastings at a free throw line for the bonus. 12:57 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing 51-44. Drew Danielson with the ball down in the corner to the right side to Charles Ferguson. Bounce pass goes inside. Another foul is going to be called. They pounded inside to Zach Lena, and a foul is going to be called here on Vander Plotz. That's going to be his third. So Josh Vander Plotz now with 3 fouls. Team foul number 7 on Northwestern. So Zach Lena goes back to the free throw line now for Hastings. The Broncos have just 3 team fouls here in the second half, so they've got a few to waste here. Hastings down into the bonus situation here early in this half. 12:52 remaining. Zach Lena to the line. The shot is up there, and the shot is good. Lena now 2 out of 4 on free throws. He'll get one more. Back into the ball game for Northwestern. We're going to see Ryan Stock. Also, Zach Leeper is going to check back into the ball game. Simon's going to go out. Vander Plotz is going to check out. For head coach Chris Korver, now in his 12th season here in Orion City. 51-45. Hastings down by six. Here's the next shot is up there by Lena. Bounces off of the rim. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Goslinger. 51-45. Hastings trailing by six. Northwestern with the ball. Kramer has got it over on the wing on the right side to Leeper. Lobs it right side of the lane. Goslinger has got it. Picked up by Lena. Two-headed pass comes out on top to Ryan Stock. Stock takes it to a Miller on the right side underneath the basket. Now down in the left corner. Leeper for three. Shot no good. Rebound Goslinger. Goslinger gets it back to Ben Miller. Miller now to Kramer. To Goslinger again. He tries to drive it against Lena. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected. It is loose. The scramble is on. It's still loose. It's finally picked up down in the corner by Ryan Stock. A pass in the lane to Leeper and a whistle and a foul called. The Broncos being aggressive today on defense. Going after a lot of loose balls. They couldn't come up with that one, though. Then they commit the personal foul here. That's going to be their fourth of the second half. It's going to go on Alex Thayer. He picks up his second. So Northwestern will play things in. Right in front of the hole. His shot is up and in. Ryan Stock came off of a screen, slid right down the lane, and they get him the ball, and he scores. The 11 points in the ball game now for Stock. Now Hastings loses the ball back the other way, and we got a foul called. Hastings was driving the ball toward the goal there. I think that was Thayer, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Dane Bacon. On the rebound, Bacon picks up his second. That was a turnover on the Broncos. That's number eight for them. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. Broncos are down by 8 points now here in the second half. 12 minutes and 4 seconds to play. In the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Northwestern 53, Hastings 45.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
In Sioux City this afternoon, Morningside has come back, and they're now tied with Midland University. They scored 49-49. They've got 11-25 to play in their ball game. 12:04 to play here. Hastings has fallen behind Northwestern 53-45 after fighting to a 36-36 halftime tie. In the scores in women's play today, Dort upsetting number 2-ranked Briar Cliff, 81-57 in Sioux City. Morningside thumping Midland today in Sioux City. On a score of 102-52. Dakota Wesleyan over Doan, 82-60. Northwestern beat Hastings today, 80-54. That was Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan, 61-55. In the Hastings college ball game today, Alicia Statler led the way. She had a double-double, 16 points and 11 rebounds. Hastings shot just 34% in the ball game. They fell behind 45-26 at halftime and really never threatened in the second half. Hastings College men trailing here. There's a long-range jumper for three. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good from Brian Stock. They try to save it. They do, but it's right into the hands of Hastings. Broncos come back the other way. Charles Ferguson into the offensive zone, and he's fouled from behind. Ferguson is fouled from behind by Ryan Stock. That's going to be Stock's third. And now Ferguson will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Ferguson scored 9 points the first time around, and Northwestern came to town to beat the Broncos back at the Osborne Sports Complex, 87-79. Fergie's got 2 points here in this ballgame. That's the 8th team foul on Northwestern, so a 1-1 here for Charles Ferguson. Puts it up there, the shot good. Hastings needs to make their free throws down the stretch here. Again, they got just 5 team fouls themselves. So it'll be a while before Northwestern gets to the free throw line. Ferguson now with 3. Second shot is up there. He misses that one. The rebound comes down to Goslinger. 53-46 is the score now. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Northwestern with the ball back in their offensive end. Ryan Stock goes over on the wing to Kramer. Far sideline, and they work it back around to Kramer. Left side to Miller. Takes the ball into the lane. Double team. Back outside to Leeper. Down in the corner. That's John Kramer. Kramer sends it down to the baseline. There's a jumper up there and in. Zach Leeper score right there. He's now got 10 points in the ball game for Northwestern. And the Red Raiders have opened up a 55-46 lead over Hastings College here in the second half with 11-17 to play. Hastings with the ball. Alex there in the wing on the left side. He comes out to the top of the circle to Ferguson. Now to Danielson for three. Cranks up another tray. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Leeper. Leeper gets it away to Ben Miller. Long pass ahead. They get it to a Ryan Stock. He can't go for the shot. He stops here on the baseline. Lobs it back out of the wing. That's John Kramer. Comes across the top to Ben Miller. Not a leaper. Inside shot up and in. Gonslinger. An assist from Leaper. Gonslinger gets the field goal. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. And Northwestern has now opened up a 57 to 46 lead over Hastings with 10 and a half to play. Broncos with the ball. There's Danielson again. His shot off of the short baseline is going to be up there. No good. High in the air for the rebound is going to be Kramer. Kramer sends it down the right sideline to Leaper. His pass in the lane is intercepted. Intercepted by Hastings. Ferguson has got the ball as he runs it back into the offensive zone. Out of Dane Bacon to Alex Thayer. We're approaching the 10-minute mark here in the second half. Hastings down by 11, 57 to 46. They lob it left side of the lane. The ball poked away from Ferguson out of bounds. Into the ball game, Nate Olson for Hastings for Danielson. Here comes Van Kalsbeek in. Syme comes in. And also Eli Groendijk comes into the ball game now for Northwestern. They just keep on coming here. 10-10 remaining in the ball game. Hastings trailing 57 to 46. Nate Olson lobs it over in the far sideline to Charles Ferguson. Ferguson on the wing, drives it toward the goal. He is checked and a foul is going to be called. Daniel Van Kalsbeek picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. That's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. Next ball game for the Broncos will be Wednesday night. Hastings will be on the road in Fremont to take on Midland University. Women's men's basketball doubleheader beginning at 6. For the women's ball game, the guys will go at 8. Pre-game show begins at 5:45. You're on 1230 KHAS. To the free throw line. Ferguson shot up there and in. Charles Ferguson now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line this afternoon. He's got 4 points in the ball game, averaging 3.7 in the season. The Hastings deficit is now 10 points at 57 to 47. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Ferguson hits a pair. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Brent Wells. Going out will be Ferguson. Drew Danielson leading the offensive attack here for Hastings today. He's got 14 points in the ball game. So Hastings within 9 points at 57 to 48. Here's John Kramer with the ball. Bounce pass goes on a high post. That's a Groendijk with it now. Groendijk gives it away to a Ben Miller. Backs up at the elbow, runs over a man. Offensive foul is going to be called. Offensive foul on Ben Miller as he backs up and knocks down a Bronco defender right there at the elbow on the right side of the lane. Miller picks up his third. So three fouls now on Ben Miller. That's turnover number 12 on Northwestern here in the ballgame. And Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Hastings with the ball. They mop up down there. The Broncos get it back into the offensive scoring zone. They get it to the left side of the lane. That's Marvin who's back in there. He goes up with his shot. It's going to be no good. Tap try by Wells is up there and in. But they rule it off. Wells guilty of a foul. They take that one away from Brent Wells. And Brent gets in with a personal foul. That's his first. End of the ball game now for Northwestern is going to be Zach Leaper. Going on is going to be Ben Miller. 9 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings still trailing Northwestern by the score of 57 to 48. Northwestern, a team that's been averaging 81 points per ball game so far this season, so Hastings has done a fairly decent job here on Northwestern defensively. Broncos within 9 points here, still plenty of time. Here comes Northwestern back the other way, a nice pass inside and slamming it home is Daniel Van Kalsbeek. So just as we talk about the defense, Van Kalsbeek gets loose and slams one home for the first time here this afternoon. 59 to 48 is the score. Here's a Wells with the ball, nice pass underneath the hole there. Too far underneath the holes. Alex Thayer can't go up for the shot. Now to Jake Marvin. Marvin takes it to the left sideline. There's a pass deflected away from Bacon. Picked up by Olson. Now to Bacon again. To a Marvin. Back to Olson. Now to Bacon. There's a three-pointer put up there. No good. Bacon picks up the ball deep in the corner to the left side. His pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Groendijk. He gets into the hands now of Leaper, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Leading a three-on-one break, Northwestern turns the ball away. Coming back the other direction. 13 turnovers now in Northwestern. I've got Hastings with 9. 8:45 to play here in the ball game. Hastings trailing Northwestern by the score of 59 to 48. Broncos will come back the other direction. Alex Thayer back in there for Hastings. Going to the bench is going to be Dane Bacon. So now both Thayer and Nate Olson into the ball game here for Lance Creech and the Broncos. Nate's got the ball.
Inside the free throw circle, dumps it down low to Marvin. His shot no good, but we got a traveling violation of Marvin. Being hounded down low there by the Northwestern defenders. A traveling violation is called on Marvin. That's 10 turnovers on Hastings. John Kramer now with the ball for Northwestern as he brings it up. Right-handed dribble. Hastings still in that man-to-man defense. They've been man all afternoon long. Walker Syme goes to Groendijk here. Out in 3 points here. It's way. Flips it away. That's a Zach Leeper with the ball. Leeper takes it to the right sideline. Walker Syme puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the free throw line. Down the lane. Twisting and turning. His shot is up there. It's no good. But a foul is called. A foul here is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Wells. That's going to be his second. Going to the free throw line is going to be Syme. Syme has got 8 points in the ball game. All eight of those are good in the first half of play. Syme has not been to the free throw line so far this afternoon. He is eighth in the conference this week in free throw percentage at 83% as he knocks that baby home. Walker Syme now with 9 points in the ball game. And Northwestern has got a 60-48 lead over Hastings College here this afternoon. Second shot is up there. It is good by Syme. Northwestern is 4-1 against Hastings College in their last five ball games, including that victory in Hastings earlier this year back in December. So it's been a Northwestern series, but Hastings has had some good ball games here in Orange City, just not recently. There's a pass to the far sideline, nearly intercepted there by Leeper, but Hastings gets it back. Olsen now goes to Marvin, goes for the basket, his shot is up there and in. Groendijk goes for the block, but he can't get to it as Jake Marvin puts one down. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. The Broncos trail by 11. 61-50 the score is. Hastings down by 11 points. Here's Zach Leeper with the ball. Leeper down in the corner. Long-range jumper from Syme for three. It's going to be no good. Rebound is going to be picked up by Hastings. With a rebound there is Alex Thayer. Broncos come back the other way, driving for the basket. A collision and a foul is going to be called a blocking foul there as Brent Wells takes it to the goal. Wells gets the field goal this time for Hastings. He was fouled in a play by Eli Groendijk of Northwestern. And now Brent Wells will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. So great job by Brent Wells taking the ball to the goal there for Hastings. And Wells, who is 0 for 4 from the line, will now try to knock one home here to give Hastings a three-point play here. The Broncos back to within 9 points at 61-52. 7 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the ball game. Again, Northwestern making some substitutions down here. It's going to be Wells toying the mark here for Hastings College. Wells, a 6'4" and sophomore from Elba, Nebraska, played his high school ball at St. Paul. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down, so he finally gets a free throw to go down. A three-point play there for Brent Wells. Now he will check out. Drew Danielson back into the ballgame. Hastings trailing by 8 points. Now it's 61-53 with 7 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Now the Broncos will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Ben Miller brings the ball into the offensive zone. Stops here at the top of the arc. Gets it to Walker Syme. Syme over on the right side to Ryan Stock down in the corner to a Vanderplatz. Vanderplatz gets it inside to Miller. His fall-away jumper good. Tough shot there by Ben Miller. Right side of the lane, and he scores on a fall-away jumper. He's now got 14 points in the ballgame. And Hastings is down by 10 points again at 63-53. Broncos with the ball. Here's Nate Olson. They get it to Marvin. He backs up on the baseline, spins, put up a shot and scores. Jake Marvin now with 11 points in the ballgame. Hastings again within 8 points. 63-55. We need some stops now defensively. 6:45 to play here in the ball game. Here's a Ryan Stock. Dribbles on the left side of the lane. Reverses the ball. Gets it out to Syme. Rainbow pass down in the corner to Vanderplatz. Works the ball inside to Goslinger, and he's fouled in the play. Stu Goslinger going up for the shot there for Northwestern, and he's hammered on the play by Hastings College. That's going to be the eighth team foul on the Broncos. It's going to go on Marvin. Jake picks up his second personal foul. Stu Goslinger goes to the free throw line now for Northwestern. He's got 6 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Stu Goslinger now 0 of 3 from the free throw line this afternoon. Northwestern 63, Hastings 55 in men's college basketball. Hastings College women losing the first game today to Northwestern 80-54. Next shot by Goslinger is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It comes out here and it's going to be picked up by Hastings. Dane Bacon gets the rebound for the Broncos. Now Hastings down by 8 points. They've got the ball. 6.5 minutes to play. Here from the Boltman Center in Sioux City. Nate Olson with the ball on the left side of the lane. Nate bombs it down low. The ball tapped away and is picked up by Goslinger. Trying to get it to Marvin. Goslinger gets in there for Northwestern. That's 11 turnovers now in the Broncos. Northwestern comes back with the ball. Wackersheim, Ben Miller inside to Goslinger. The ball poked away and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Marvin again for Hastings. Jake picks up his third. So three fouls now and Jake Marvin with 6 minutes to play in the second half. And going to the free throw line again will be Goslinger. End of the ball game now for Northwestern is going to be John Kramer. So Kramer comes back in there. Stu Goslinger goes to the free throw line again for Northwestern. Red Raiders are 16-5 on the season, 9-4 in the conference. Currently sitting in third place in the GPAC. Hastings is in sixth place. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Goslinger. And then we got a foul called on the rebound. Let's see. We got a foul here on Hastings. Now the officials are talking things over. We're going to have a foul called. Okay, here comes the call. Officials discussing things. Drew Danielson discussing things. And Drew gets hit with a personal foul on the rebound. Goes along the left side of the lane there and picks up the personal foul. John Kramer will now go to the line for Northwestern. His shot is up there and the shot good. Kramer just a 59% foul shooter. That's his first free throw of the afternoon. Northwestern now leading Hastings by a score of 64-55. John Kramer will have one more. He had 19 in the first ball game. Second shot is up there. That one is good. He's got seven so far this afternoon. 65-55. Hastings has cut the lead down to eight a couple of times. Can't get any closer than that. Here's a Marvin with the ball back in the offensive zone. A pass down in the corner. That's a Danielson with the ball. Drew brings her back out here to a Nadelson. Returns it back to Danielson on the far sideline. Tries to drive the baseline. Can't do it against a Vanderplatz. Hastings working with the ball. There's Olsen. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Kramer. Kramer loses the ball here in backcourt. It goes out of balance, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. I'm going to say it was last touch by Kramer. That was Alex Thayer over here battling for the ball. Fans thought maybe it was last touch by Alex. That's not the case. Hastings will have the ball. Fresh 35 on the shot clock. We're down to 5:33 to play in the basketball game. Hastings trailing by 10, 65-55. Third ball tapped back into the backcourt by Kramer. Thayer goes back to retrieve it for Hastings College. Thayer pulls up on the wing. There's a pass back outside the three-point arc. To Danielson moves it over to the left side, driving them into the lane, and his shot is up in the air. And Dane Bacon. Bacon scoring there for Hastings. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Again, the Broncos have cut the lead to 65-57 with 5:07 to play here in the ball game. Goslinger has got the ball out to Vanderplatz. Now over here to a Kramer. He drives it down to the baseline toward the goal. His shot up there is going to be around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound Goslinger. Follow shot. No good. And he's fouled in the play. Boy, the Broncos need some stops here defensively. They're only down by 8 points here in the ball game, but now they're sending Northwestern to the free throw line. Goslinger will toe the mark again here for the Red Raiders. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Jake Marvin. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. So Goslinger, who's 0-5, goes to the free throw line, and now he's 0-6. So Stu will go back to the charity stripe here for Northwestern. Red Raiders have a 65-57 lead over Hastings College here this afternoon. Now Marvin is going to check out of the ballgame for Hastings with four personal fouls. Here comes Zach Lena back in there. The shot this time from Goslinger is going to be no good, but an offensive rebound to John Kramer. So he misses the free throw, and John Kramer gets the offensive board here for Northwestern. Now he drives the ball into the paint. Nice pass on a Goslinger. He loses control of the ball and is picked up by Hastings. So a turnover on Northwestern. Here come the Broncos down the right sideline. Alex there, out down in the left corner. Danielson for three, shot good. Drew Danielson knocks down a three ball from deep in the left corner in a timeout. Hastings. Drew Danielson with 17 points in the ball game for the Broncos. Hastings has cut the lead down to 5 points here. We've got a timeout with 4 minutes and 35 seconds to play. It's now Northwestern 65, Hastings 60.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Boltman Center here in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. Boy, you got to give the coaching staff for Hastings College, Lance Creech and Drake Baronic and Maya Slough, all the credit in the world. They have come up with a game plan here with a team obviously playing undermanned with three out of their top four scorers on the bench this afternoon, a one-game suspension. And they have fought tooth and nail here against the 12th-ranked team in the country at Northwestern, as Northwestern has the ball tipped out of their hands as they come back toward the goal. It is 65-60. Northwestern has got a five-point lead over the Broncos with 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the ball game. Northwestern plays things in right in front of the hole, and the shot is up and in. Daniel Van Colesbeek scoring there off the inbound. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, 67-60. Hastings down by seven. Here's Danielson with the ball. Danielson gets it out here in the three-point territory. Driving is going to be Dane Bacon, and his shot is up and in. Dane Bacon scoring there down the lane. He's now got 7 points in the ball game against a five-point contest, 67-62. The Broncos need a defensive stop here. We're down to 4 minutes to go. 4 minutes to play in the basketball game. Leaper comes over here to Walker Syme. They work it inside, spinning. There's a shot up there. It's going to be good, and he's fouled. That's a Van Colesbeek. Daniel Van Colesbeek spun left and spun right, and he's hacked on the arm as a field goal goes down through the hole. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. The foul is going to go on Hastings. And Van Colesbeek will go to the free throw line here. Scores table going to double-check the foul situation here as Van Colesbeek will go to the free throw line. It goes on Zach Lena. Lena picks up his fourth personal foul, so now Lena and Marvin each with four. Lena's going to check out. Van Colesbeek gets the free throw to go down. So a three-point play, and Northwestern has now got an eight-point lead over Hastings College. It is 70-62. Hastings back with the ball. Danielson, free throw line extended right side. Danielson directing some traffic out here. Moves to his left, fires the ball inside. Marvin back out to the left wing. Alex there for three, buries the three-pointer. Alex Fair hits the three-pointer there for Hastings. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings back within 5 points, 70-65. 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Ben Miller has his pocket pick. Alex Fair comes up with a steal. Here comes Hastings back the other way. It's going to be Dane Bacon with the ball out here in three-point territory. Drives it inside. Now kicks it back out here. Out of the wing on the left side to Charles Ferguson. That Alex there inside. That's going to be Marvin with the ball. Dribbles in the lane. He tries to put a man in the air. Can't do it. Kicks it back out. That's going to be Ferguson from the free throw line. Shot good. Charles Ferguson hits the free throw line jumper for Hastings College. He has now got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings within 3 points at 70-67 with 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in this one. The Broncos trying to upset the 12th-ranked team in the country here this afternoon in Northwestern. 70-67. Red Raiders have the lead. Ben Miller with the ball. Top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Double team. Triple team. Down in the corner to Simon. Shot for three. Good. Wow. Big shot there. Walker Simon buries the three from the left corner. 73-67. Danielson for three. His shot rims off. No good. Rebound Hastings. Ferguson has got the ball. Dribbles back out into 3 point territory. Danielson in the lane. His shot should be blocked down. Van Colesbeek gets the block. And the rebound comes down to Northwestern. Here come the Red Raiders now with a 73-67 lead. 2:18 to play. Hastings had an opportunity right there, and they couldn't convert. John Kramer has got it out here. Kramer comes to Ben Miller on the near sideline. Down to 2:10 remaining. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Northwestern with the ball. John Kramer dribbling with the ball now against Ferguson. They work it to the elbow to the left side. That's Zach Leeper with it. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. Sime for three. Shot good, and he's fouled. Oh, no. Walker Syme hits the three ball, and he is fouled on the play. Syme now with 16 points in the ball game. Now he has a chance at a four-point play, and that one may have been the killer right there. The personal foul is whistled on Dane Bacon. Walker Syme with a chance at a four-point play here with 1 minute and 50 seconds to play. Walker Syme has got 16 points in the ball game. He's coming back from an injury. He's played just 12 games this year. The shot from the free throw line is good. So a four-point play now gives Northwestern a 10-point lead again at 70-67. That, my friends, was a backbreaker. 10-point deficit for Hastings. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. Now their pocket's going to be picked. Here comes Kramer running back the other way. Two on one, driving for the hole. A shot is up there and in. Dan Colesbeek, and he's fouled in the play. Daniel Van Colesbeek, let's see, they're going to call this one an offensive foul, calling Van Colesbeek. So Daniel Van Callsby gets hit with the offensive charge there. The officials kind of looked at one another, and they finally signal Daniel Van Callsby's way. So that's going to be the fourth team foul. Actually, the fourth foul in Van Callsby. Each team with 10 fouls plus here in the second half. 1:35 to play. Danielson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Groendijk. Groendijk gets the ball away as they come over here to John Kramer. Kramer throws it to the far sideline to Ben Miller. 77-67. Miller has got the ball on the right sideline. He's going to be fouling the play. Hastings had the double team over there, but that's the only thing they can do right now. Won that four-point play by Walker Syme with a minute and 55 seconds to play. Give Northwestern a 10-point lead was a backbreaker. Now Lance Creech wants to call a timeout. Lance wants to call a timeout. 1:20 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Northwestern 77, Hastings 67.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Morningside down on top of Midland, 68-60. They got a minute and 38 seconds to play in Sioux City tonight. Midland had the lead that ball game at halftime, 35-29. We will see the Warriors on Wednesday night up in Fremont. 6 and 8 o'clock will be the game times, 5:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. And a lot of high school basketball coming your way this week as well in our network of stations at Platte River Radio. This week we have the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament from Lincoln. Involving Hastings St. Cecilia, this week we've got the Lou Platt Conference Tournament with the Adams Central Patriots. Hastings High also going to be in action this week as they take on the Kearney High Bearcats on Tuesday night at the Tigers Gym. As we head to the wire in the high school level as well, Boys and Girls State High School Basketball Tournament, the first two weekends of March down in Lincoln. The GPAC postseason tournament will get underway at the end of February. So a long way to go here. Hastings had a chance here this afternoon, but slowly but surely Northwestern pulling away like all good teams do. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in by Ben Miller. Miller is now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have another shot here. He's got 15 points in the ballgame. Northwestern ranked number 12 in the country. Shot is up there. Next one is good. Miller now with 16, and the Bronco deficit is 12 points. Alex Thayer with the ball on the wing on the left side. Comes out top of the key. Ferguson fakes. Now drives the ball into the paint. Kicks it out here to Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It goes out of bounds, and they give it to Hastings. Ben Miller was the last to touch it. Bacon having a couple of words there with the official. He went down in three-point territory. They didn't call the foul, and I think Dane was questioning that one. So Hastings will play things in. They get it to Marvin in the corner. Fakes the handoff. Tries to drive it down the baseline. Can't do it. Hands away to Danielson. Danielson fall away jumper from the elbow. Is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kramer. Kramer double teamed here in backcourt. Gets the ball back to the center of the floor now. Picked up by Walker Syme. Now to Kramer down the right side. Into the offensive zone. Down the lane. He goes. Bounce pass. He's going to be thrown out of bounds. Kramer heading down the lane. Bounce pass down in the baseline to Groendijk. It goes out of bounds. So turnover on Northwestern. That's their 15th of the ball game. 79-67. Hastings with a great effort here this afternoon, but they're going to come up short. Unless they pull a rabbit out of the hat here in the final couple of minutes of the ballgame. Here's a long pass inside. Marvin grabs it, shoots, and scores. Jake Marvin scores for Hastings. He's now got 13 points in the ballgame. 79-69. Now we got a foul called here in backcourt. Then we got a timeout called. We have got a timeout called here from Hastings before Northwestern can inbound the ball. 39.5 seconds to play in the second half. It's now Northwestern 79, Hastings 69.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back to Fulton Center in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. Hastings trailing Northwestern by the score of 79-69. We expect to have Brady Lohman and Tobin Reinwald and Dylan Flynn back in uniform on Wednesday night when we head to Fremont. Serving a one-game suspension for team disciplinary actions. They're sending this one out here this afternoon, but the rest of the guys going right at Northwestern here this afternoon. Hastings had it down to 3 points at 70-67 with 2:58 to play. Northwestern getting a field goal, and then they got a four-point play from Walker Syme at the 1:55 mark, and that pretty well buried the Broncos in this contest. Hastings now down by 10 points with 39.5 seconds to play. Coming up, we have got our players of the game from our doubleheader today, then the Lance Creech postgame show. So stick around for that before we get out of here this afternoon. Northwestern will play things in here in backcourt. Ben Miller, long baseball pass down to four as they get it to Van Colesbeek, and they throw it over his head, but it was tipped out of bounds there by Hastings. Marvin got back there quickly for Hastings. No, they're going to give the ball to Hastings. All right, it was over the head of Van Colesbeek. That was at the far end. So a turnover on Northwestern. Hastings will come back the other direction. Here's Thayer driving down the right side of the lane. Kicks it back out here to Marvin just inside the free throw line. His shot is up and in. Marvin now with 15 points in the ballgame, 79-71. Hastings attacking here in backcourt. Kramer gets away, a pass to the near sideline. Grohendieck, he drives for the hole. He's double teamed. Now a foul called. So a foul here on Hastings. Now we're down to 23.2 seconds to play. That's going to go on Marvin. He fouls out of the ballgame. So Jake Marvin fouls out here with 23.2 seconds to play in the game. He leaves with 15 points. Marvin had 7 in the first half, 8 more in the second half. Zach Lena has got to 4 personal fouls for Hastings College. Coming into the ball game will be Olsen. 23.2 seconds to play, 79-71. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good here by Grohendieck. He has not scored so far tonight. Grohendieck will have one more. J.C. Hoig coming to the ball game now for Northwestern. Here comes the next free throw by Grohendieck. It's up there. That one rims off no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos runner back the other way on the dribble. Down to four they come. Comes Charles Ferguson back outside. Here's Danielson for three. Shot in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Hoig. He has a pass deflected out of his hands. It goes out of bounds. They get the ball to Hastings. Last touchdown here by Ben Miller, who's trying to secure the ball. We're down to 9 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings going to come up short here this afternoon. 79-71 is the score. Olsen will play things in for the Broncos. Olsen will get it in. That's going to be Bacon. His shot in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ben Miller, and that's going to be the ball game as Miller just waits here in backcourt. That's going to be the final score as Northwestern will knock off Hastings College by 8 points here after the two teams fought to a 36-36 halftime tie this afternoon. Northwestern beats Hastings today by the score of 79-71. So Hastings will drop to 11-13 on the season here this afternoon. They're now 5-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Northwestern improves to 17-5. Still have hopes of capturing the Great Plains Athletic Conference championship this year as the Red Raiders improve to 10-4 in conference play. In the final score, Northwestern 79, Hastings 71. Back with more after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization.
Like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Boltman Center in Orange City this afternoon. Hastings College dropping this one to Northwestern by the score of 79-71. Tied up at 36 points apiece at halftime. Hastings fought in the second half of play. Actually had the lead down to 3 points at one point, 70-67, with 2:58 to go. But then Walker Syme hitting a big four-point play down the stretch with about a minute and 55 seconds to go. Give Northwestern a 10-point advantage, and that was too much to overcome in the final minute or so of this ball game. And Northwestern holds off Hastings today by a score of 79-71. Hastings getting 17 points, a season high for Drew Danielson today. Again, it's been really used in a spare role. He's been getting more and more playing time the last couple of weeks, but Danielson coming up with 17 points, taking advantage of the situation on the team today. Opened some eyes. He had 11 in the first half, 6 more in the second half. Danielson had 17. Jake Marvin had 15 points today. 7 points for Dane Bacon, 7 for Charles Ferguson, 5 for Nate Olson, 5 for Alex Thayer, and 4 for Zach Lita. Hastings hitting 8 out of 18 from the free throw line this afternoon. Northwestern 13 out of 22 from the line. They got 17 points from Walker Syme coming off of an injury. Ben Miller had 16. Ryan Stock had 11. 9 points for Daniel Van Kalsbeek. 7 points for John Kramer and 6 for Stu Gonslinger. We had Eli Groendijk getting the ball game. He was 0 of 2 from the line. Kurt Korver had a 3-pointer in the first half for Northwestern. So again, the Red Raiders win it here this afternoon over Hastings College by a score of 79-71. Stick around. We got the player of the game coming up next. And then the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
So again, back at the Boltman Center, the Hastings College men's basketball team dropping one to 12th-ranked Northwestern this afternoon, 79-71. Hastings College women's basketball team dropping one to 9th-ranked Northwestern by a score of 80-54. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, for the Hastings College woman, Alicia Stadler had a double-double in the ball game today. Broncos really struggled offensively as they hit only 34% of their field goal tries today. Taz Yori came up with 7 points in the ball game. Alicia had 16, both candidates for our player of the game. For the Hastings College men, great performance today by Drew Danielson, 17 points. Jake Marvin had 15. Brent Wells had 11. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game today for Hastings College, first of all, for the women, Alicia Stadler. Getting a double-double for Alicia, the product out of Grand Island Central Catholic. 6 out of 12 from the field today, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. 11 rebounds, had 5 on offense, 6 on defense. 11 total rebounds, 16 points. Also had a couple of block shots and one steal as she played 25 minutes out of the 40 for head coach Jeff Dittman. And for the Hastings College men's basketball team, Drew Danielson. Great performance for Hastings today. 6 out of 14 from the field. 5 out of 10 on three-pointers. Pulled down one rebound. Had 17 points and had one steal as he was on the floor. 36 out of the 40 minutes today for Hastings College as the Broncos drop one to Northwestern by the score of 79-71. Drew Danielson, Alicia Stadler are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
All right, back at the Boltman Center here in Orange City as Hastings College drops this one here this afternoon to Northwestern by a score of 79-71 as Hastings head coach Lance Creech joins us on the postgame show. And Coach, despite all the adversity and everything you guys went through all week long, you can't fault the guys here today. A pretty stout effort for you guys.
I thought we did a lot of really good things. I thought our game plan, we kind of reverted back to about 2002 when, Northwestern was so good and we'd come up here and, you know, have a chance to win. I mean, that's back when they were number one in the country. We just wanted to kind of make every possession offensively count, you know, and we didn't want to come down and shoot quick shots like maybe we would in a normal game. We didn't think we could compete with them as far as transition. We just didn't want it to get into a track meet. We had to control the ball. We had to control the tempo. And I thought, for the most part, I thought that we had some slippage there. They had a 10-0 run in the first half. I didn't really want to burn timeouts because we were getting shots that we wanted. They just weren't falling. But in the second half, we had to start using timeouts because they got off to a quick 8-0 run, I think, maybe to start the half, or 8-2, something like that. So, we had a hard time. And when you're playing with kids that maybe just aren't used to playing as much as they played today, sometimes it's hard to really convey that, you know, game plan message. And sometimes you get in and it'll track me a little bit and you make a couple shots, you think you can do this, but kids don't understand. Maybe they can't do it for an entire 40-minute game.
Still had a chance at the end. Had it down to 70-67 with 2:58 to play. Had a basket in there, and then probably the nail was a Walker Symes four-point play over there.
Yeah, and, you know, tough call. I mean, I don't know. We haven't seen that call all day, and then you see it with that kind of time. You know, I mean, again, the officials did make that it wasn't their make-or-break call or anything like that. But I just thought that, it's been a physical game the whole time. I thought, there was probably calls that could have been gone either way at that time, but that was a big one. You know, that's a heck of a shot, first of all, for him to make it. But at the time, score possession of that boy, it really put a lot of emphasis on us.
Drew Danielson today come up with 17 points in the ball game. He stuck him into the starting lineup, and a great move there as Drew finally played his way into some poor playing time. Huh?
Yeah, I hope. You know, I mean, that's, you know, like we tried to talk about all week. Through adversity comes opportunity, and regardless of how talented a player is, if they're not going to stay in line with team rules and stay in line with college rules and expectations, then somebody else is going to sneak up and take that opportunity away from them. And I think Drew Danielson, I'm really proud of what he did today. You know, lately he has, you know, probably the last five or six games we've been giving him a little bit more time. But now I think he's proven to us and everybody that he's got an opportunity in front of him to really continue to play more minutes and valuable minutes, because he's got one thing that a coach can never take off the floor, and that's the ability to shoot the shot.
Brent Wells also had a good ball game tonight. He had 11 points and 5 rebounds.
I just thought it was his aggressiveness. You know, I thought I was really proud of the way he attacked the rim, especially in that first half, and just kind of, you know, his aggressiveness kind of sparked us. And, I mean, we had a really good push there in that first half and really did a lot of very good things. But Brett really set the tone, I think, for us early on.
Got off to a great start today. Played with a lead throughout much of the first half. You got the three-point play right there at halftime to give you guys a little spark going in. 36-36 at halftime.
Yeah, you know, and again, like I said, we just had to have a chance to win basketball games. And you know, the thing about it, we wanted to come out of here a better team today. You know, win or lose, we wanted to be a better basketball team. And I think the effort and the focus that our kids gave really makes us a better team, because it's going to put pressure on those that maybe missed an opportunity today. It's going to keep people in line, and I think it's going to either get on the bus or get gone. You know, and that's kind of what we try and maybe get through to our kids is, you know, nobody's bigger than the program. Nobody's bigger than the game. And you know, we're a 500 team anyway. So if we have to make an example and have to set our point by sitting kids and giving other kids an opportunity, at the end of the day, it's going to make you a stronger bunch. And I think today we're going to leave Orange City a better team.
We're back to full strength on Wednesday?
We'll be back to full strength on Wednesday. You know, I'm not sure how we're going to start. I'm not sure how many minutes we're going to play, but we'll have everybody ready to go for Wednesday.
Okay, we'll see you then.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos get defeated today by Northwestern by the score of 79-71. So Hastings will head for Fremont on Wednesday to take on Midland. The Broncos are now 11-13 in the season. They're 5-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Northwestern 17-5. And 10-4. We'll take our final timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
All right, back here at the Boltman Center in Orange City, checking some of the men's scores that are now rolling into us. Dakota Wesleyan has beaten Doan today by a score of 79-63. It was Dort knocking out Briar Cliff. That's a battle for the top spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. And Dort, the defenders, no problems with the Chargers, winning by the score of 75-53. And it was Northwestern beating Hastings today by the score of 79-71. Mount Marty beats Nebraska Wesleyan in men's play by a score of 63-56. Again, the women's scores from earlier today was Dort upsetting second-ranked Briar Cliff by the score of 81-57. Morningside took care of Midland, winning by 50 today, 102-52. It was Dakota Wesleyan over Doan, 82-60. Northwestern beat Hastings today, 80-54. And Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan, 61-55. Next Bronco broadcast on Wednesday night will be in Fremont for Hastings and Midland. Airtime will be at 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the women's ball game, 8 o'clock for the guys. Hastings and Midland coming up on Wednesday right here on 1230 KHIS. So that will wrap things up from the Boltman Center in Orange City, Iowa this afternoon. From my producer and engineer back to the radio station, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Orange City.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Boers Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.